Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
When your thoughts are fixed on God, fixed on His Word, you begin to see your circumstances from a completely different angle. What once looked like a mountain becomes a stepping stone.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, A Glimpse into Heaven.
Speak the Word.
We don't know with things looking that the way they are in the world today. We just look around, brothers and sisters, and we just feel like according to scriptures, that the time for Jesus to return is getting nearer and nearer all the time. And I know people might say, well, Pastor Joe, people's been saying Jesus is coming back for the last 100 years and He hasn't come back yet. But He did promise and He is coming back. And He did go away to prepare a place, you know, just for you and just for me. So that's what I want to talk about, because it's a glorious future that awaits me and you. But hear me, I want you to really hear me. Only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will be there. And I want you to think real hard about that, because I really believe in my spirit that there are a lot of people that I'm speaking to that maybe you might be a member of a church or something like that, but you never really accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So I pray as I'm teaching this word and giving you a glimpse into heaven, what it's going to be like, that you're going to be more excited about accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you sure don't want to be left behind. But we all know that if our names are not found written in that book, we're not going back with Him. And should we decease before Jesus comes back, we won't get raised up, because according to the Bible, when Jesus comes back, for us that are still living, those that belong to the kingdom of God, those in Christ, He says, will raise up first. He will raise them up first and then bring us up. So I'm really looking forward to that. In Revelations chapter 3, verse 5, in a New Living Translation, Jesus said, all who are victorious will be clothed in white. And He says, I will never erase their names from the book of life. Jesus says, I will never erase your names from the book of life. But I will announce before my Father and His angels that they are mine. Jesus is going to announce to His Father, that's Father God, our God, that we belong to Him. Friends, this is a city that's far more glorious than anything the human mind can ever hope to comprehend. And the best thing that you and I can do is to make the necessary preparation so we can go and see it for ourselves. Praise God. According to Romans 8:37, nothing can ever separate us from God's love. And in verse 38 and 39, it says, no, through all these things, He says, we're more than conquerors through Him who loved us. And verse 38 says, for I am sure that neither death nor life nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate you and me from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And I think that's really a mouthful, and that you really need to think about that. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. That all of those who have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior will get to see heaven one day and come face to face with our Lord. One day, we all, if our name is found in that book, in the Lamb's Book of Life, we are going to come face to face with our Lord Jesus Christ. However, while we're here on this earth, we have been given certain privileges and we've been given rights as a child of God. And these rights and privileges, when exercised, will make your stay on this earth a lot more enjoyable. And, you know, I shared this story as an example in the first part of the message, but for the sake of those who didn't hear the first part, I'm going to repeat it again because I really feel like that it needs repeating. There was a young man that had bought himself a ticket to America, so he went and boarded the ship, not realizing that his ticket covered all the food that he could eat, a nice warm bed to sleep in. He boarded the ship and went immediately to the bottom of the ship, and for the whole duration of the trip, keeping out of sight, he lived off some bread and water that he had brought with him. And at the end of his trip, when the ship docked and he came up, the captain asked him where he'd been and if he had a ticket. And the man pulled it out and said, "Oh, yes," he says, "I have a ticket." And the captain said to him, "You didn't have to stay below. Your ticket covers everything." And you know, and I capitalize everything, because when you become a child of the living God, you have access to everything. Jesus has given us access into the kingdom of God, to everything that belongs to Him now belongs to us. So He didn't leave anything out. He just gave us all of it. And so when you choose to exercise your authority while you are here on the earth, and I hope you're hearing me about this, for according to Luke, Jesus has given us authority. In Luke 10, verses 18 through 19, Jesus said, "Yes," he told them. He said, "I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning." In verse 19, he says, "Look, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them. And nothing," he says, "will injure you." Friends, I want you to think about all these verses, but especially I really want you to really focus on verse 20. For it says in verse 20 that, "Nevertheless," Jesus said, "do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." I want you to think about that, you know, because when he says that he's given us authority over everything and that we can walk, you know, through the scorpions and the snakes and all this stuff, that all the spirits are subject to us, what he's saying is that on these demons and devils, that, you know, the spirit of anger, you know, the spirit of fear, the spirit of jealousy, all these spirits, he says, are subject to us. And a lot of people don't even realize that these spirits are subject to you and you have the authority to cast them out. But I want you to know that he was saying, "Nevertheless, do not rejoice in the fact that these spirits are subject to you." He said, "But if you want to rejoice," he said, "rejoice that your names are written in heaven." And we're going to say this a lot. No, you don't have to exercise your authority, brothers and sisters. You know, you don't have to, because God has given us free will. So we don't have to exercise. We don't have to do anything that the Bible tells us. And you still go to heaven, even if you choose not to use your authority. In other words, you can live here on this earth if you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You will be able to go to heaven. But if you don't understand what your rights and privileges are, once you become a born-again Christian and become a kingdom child, then your stay here on this earth is not going to be that enjoyable for you. I can tell you that, you know, because Jesus has given us the power and authority, because we're not of this world. We have to understand that we're not of this world. We're just passing through this world. It's not our home. Our home is in heaven, and this is where we want to go back to. And like I said, you don't have to exercise your authority, because you have been given a free will and you will go to heaven. But your stay here on this earth is not going to be very pleasant if you don't learn what your privileges are and how you can exercise your authority. I pray that you're hearing me. You know, as I said before in John 16:33 in the English Standard Version, he said, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world," he said, "you will have tribulations, but take heart," he said, "for I have overcome the world for you." Friends, there is no need to be afraid, for the Lord has equipped us with everything that we need to get us through these trials and to come out the victor. There's nothing that we lack. We can come out. We can be the victorious ones.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be back in just a moment. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with the closing prayer.
Father, I praise you and I thank you, for according to your word, we're not of this earth. We're just strangers and sojourners passing by. Give us, O Lord, the wisdom to focus on the things above and not on all these things that are going on around us. There are so many things that are being taught and prophesied in the world today, but you have told us to focus on the things above since we've been raised to a new life with Christ, to set our sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor. Give us the grace and the courage, Lord, to not get lost in despair, but to continue to believe in you and keep on believing in you. Lord, you said, "Let not our heart be troubled," that you will never leave us or forsake us like orphans, and that you will return. And all who have accepted you, Lord Jesus, will see heaven. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.